Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Meg.
Meg joining us back here as we shuffle people in and out on the third microphone. For those of you who have maybe you're somewhat new to this program, maybe you've never tuned in before the last year, we do this every year. We come out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is something that Free Talk Live just does because, well, we love the Free State Project. I mean, normally going out, packing up the remote equipment, traveling a long distance. This is, if you were to hire your local radio station to do something like this, it would be thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I worked for, 2002, I think, is when I quit my last local radio station. That may not be true, but a remote's two grand at the time.
Yeah, and that was for 2 or 3 hours or something like that?
That was for a three-hour remote.
Yeah,
that
so
is nutty.
Yeah, so this kind of gives you some idea of like the radio value of what Free Talk Live is doing here, talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival across this entire syndicated talk radio show. And that's because this is worth knowing about wherever you are. This is not a New Hampshire event. This is an event drawing people from all around the world, as far away as Australia and Pakistan and other places. And, of course, as close as our very own Keene, New Hampshire, and Manchester as well. There's a lot of people that are here who already live here in New Hampshire. And let me just see. We've got a fairly sizable crowd. I would say maybe a little larger tonight than we had last night. And so just by a show of hands or applause, how many people already live in New Hampshire that are in this room here tonight? See, maybe 5 to 10% of the room. How many people here are considering making a move to New Hampshire? I'm seeing about half more, maybe 60-70% of the room, and the rest of you, I presume, probably just here kind of checking things out, scoping. You've heard rumors about Porkfest.
By the end of the week, you'll have your hands up on that second question.
So. Yeah, there's a guy in the back who's like, I'm just checking this out. I don't know you guys. There's a whole lot of people here that are really considering a move to New Hampshire. And Meg, you're right. You're not exaggerating. People that come to the Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a lot of them, some of them don't ever go home. And others of them are basically so impressed with what they see, with the great people that they meet and the excitement that's in the air and all the stories of the activism that have maybe happened over the last year, the last few months here in New Hampshire. It gets them jazzed up and they want to move up their plans to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yeah, it's like going to camp as a kid. And when you get home, you've got that camp, like you're writing to all your camp friends and stuff like that. You just want to go back.
Except
but now you can come back.
Well, it's like going to camp, except without the counselors, the authoritarianism, and all kinds of booze and drugs, right?
Well, so if you were at Christian camp, you had the booze and drugs.
Really? That wasn't my experience at Christian camp.
You went
camp
to the wrong Christian
apparently
camp.
Apparently so. So, the number here tonight, 800-259-9231. We'll still take your calls, as we always do, but probably we'll continue to interview different interesting folks here. I see a friend of the show, Taryn Lupo, advertisers as well. Lots of our Free Talk Live advertisers, not just Free Talk Live amplifiers. This is almost like a convention for amplifiers, though. I mean, Free Talk Live listeners are a big portion of the crowd here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's great. We actually don't have to do any work to throw our own little Free
Talk
Live.
Yeah, it's like a Free Talk Live party.
Yeah, just have a bowl of chips out front and call it a little party.
Well, that's why somebody was telling me, hey, Ian, why don't you have 100 affiliates party? And I'm like, I don't throw parties.
We did. It's Porkfest 11.
Right, that was my answer. There's a whole week-long party at Porkfest. But then I think Jason Osborne stepped up and said he was going to do something special for the Free Talk Live amplifiers. So there's news, and so maybe we should get to some of it here. We certainly will. There's a lemonade story I've been meaning to talk about, but first we go to your phone calls, your thoughts. Dave is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Dave.
Oh, I can't believe I've got to give you godless cannabis heathens some credit on your candidate, Ron Paul, there. He had the best line, and I don't think it was South Carolina. I think it was the other debate where he basically said, if you want to address entitlements, let's give people the option just to completely opt out. Now, I'm a big Herman Cain fan, but I got to call up. I had to call up and say, your guy Ron Paul, he got a gold star on the domestic stuff. And then
you agree with butting out of people's business domestically, but you favor invasions and bombings and that sort of thing.
Those aren't people.
You're going to remember me because I'm in favor of stacking up jihadists like firewood. I think I used that line before. But anyway, I had to give you credit. I had to give you credit on Ron Paul. Now I have a question for you about this Free State project. Are you going to actually secede from the Union? Because that's what it's going to take.
Boy, I hope so.
Personally, already have.
Yeah. Do we have secession favors in the audience? Yes, there's a lot of applause for secession in the audience here tonight.
All right. Well, when I get on Twitter and I say God bless Texas, I'll just add God bless the secessionists up in New Hampshire. I hope you
good.
All are.
Just make sure you stay down there and fight your jihad in Indianapolis. Because
well, you know,
anybody.
They'll come to you. That's the really
why?
Scary
yeah,
part.
I keep hearing that.
Well, let's reason this out
before you go on. I keep hearing that, but so far the only people who've come for me are wearing badges and calling themselves the state, sir.
Well, just as long as you're not down. Just as long as you're not at Fort Hood. You know, as long as you don't have a
what's
Fort Hood in your state
mean?
Anywhere. Well, that
well,
means
that
you know, if
to mean?
You
what
get
are,
a jihadist
what are you getting at?
In your state, I'm going to explain
well,
it to you.
If you were a jihadist, I mean, would you go after a campground full of campers, or would you go after the organization that is intending, that has stated that its intent is to go where you live and blow up people
you
that you care about?
You may not want to give them any ideas. I wouldn't say something like that on air.
I don't think they go after the people telling the government to get out of their lands. Like, the people on their side saying, hey, leave
them
alone?
I think they basically go after anybody that is a capitalist. I mean, you know, the qualifications aren't real deep there. If you're not...
Well, I believe in the free market, sir, which means that I support any sort of personal economic belief system. So I'm not necessarily a capitalist. If you want to try communism, you can do it as long as you don't force me into that.
So how am I going to know to come to New Hampshire? Is there going to be a big sign there that says Mulligan Valley? I mean, what are you talking about, dude? John Galt, welcome. I mean, what am I going to see when I drive up to New Hampshire?
Don't bother. You can just stay right where you are. You'll be fine. We don't need your assistance. But, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Oh, my gosh. Aren't you all so scared that you're going to be blown up by some jihadist? Oh, the crowd here is just quivering. We need to call the National Guard. We need to have men with machine guns standing around here at Rogers Campground just to ensure that we're going to be safe. Maybe we need to have the TSA here to shake people down while we're at it.
This is a conservative conundrum, right? Like, they claim to be for small government, and I'm all for small government. It's better than big government. But the idea that you can have a military organization that's going to protect you from terrorists running around the world, sort of stirring more trouble up, accidentally dropping bombs on people, accidentally blowing innocent people up. I mean, that's the way you create more terrorists. And then you have to have more military to protect yourself from the big government program that you had in the first place. I mean, if Republicans actually believed in small government, then they would believe in a small military that was within the borders of the United States, that wasn't all over the place creating problems everywhere.
That's exactly
right. It's not a free market if you send your military to make it, to clear out a land so it's available for your oil companies to pump oil. Well, that is a subsidy.
If you believe in a free market, if you claim to believe in the free market, then why don't you go ahead and you and your other buddies who support fighting the jihad, why don't you go and round up some money together on your own without any of my money, and you go ahead and hire some mercenaries, or you suit yourself up and be Mr. Badass
there.
Yourself, and go right on out and put your own butt on the line and try to fight whatever war this is that you supposedly believe is being fought. I mean, I'm sorry, I've heard all these scary, oh, you guys better look out, they'll just come up there and they'll do whatever they want to you. Well, I don't see any evidence of that. There's no evidence whatsoever. The last terror strike that happened in this country was approximately a decade ago. Everything else that happened since then that the government has touted as, aha, we've intervened on your behalf, Americans. We're keeping you safe. Look over here. We stopped this mad bomber from blowing up some children. Oh, well, it turns out the mad bomber was actually working with an undercover FBI agent who supplied him with the bomb, who supplied him with the idea, who supplied him with the cash that was necessary to do it. I mean, it's all been manufactured by the government, and the one incident that wasn't manufactured, of course, some would say it was, but the one that probably wasn't was the 9/11 attacks, which, of course, was blowback from the military's interventionism overseas. So stop the violence, stop the aggression, and you'll get a little closer to peace. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves. Even though we're here at Porkfest, we can still listen to you and have discussions with you. 800-259-9231. Plus, we'll also be hearing from interesting folks on our third microphone. Meg is joining us right now.
Hello.
As always, it's also Ian and Mark here with you. 1-800-259-9231.
Well, speaking of Porkfest, are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices so low, they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
We go to you. Your phone calls, your thoughts. Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Kevin. Kevin?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are I wanted to see with the panel how you feel in New Hampshire about legalizing gambling, especially casinos, but gambling across the board. I mean, just straight out bookmaking, et cetera. What are your thoughts on that?
Hell yes.
Yes, but I think that when you look at this issue, you have to understand that the state is generally going to do it piecemeal. They're going to say, okay, there's four people that we like that are going to be able to set up casinos, and the rest of you people can't do it because it's bad.
Yeah, I always say never legalize anything, just decriminalize everything. That way nobody controls any of it.
Right, because right now the state is essentially the monopoly on gambling in most places. They're the only ones that can run numbers, as in the lotto. They're the only ones that can allow for dog tracks and such, and they'll allow for a few of those. But it would be essentially decriminalization would be them letting go of that monopoly and making it so anybody could do anything, like you mentioned there. Kevin, what are your thoughts?
Well, I would say you would have to set it up as any kind of business. In other words, if I wanted to go into the milk business, then I'd have the right to, you know, start a dairy farm and compete with other dairy farmers. So I would say let anybody that wants to go into the gambling industry do it, and then set up different betting shops, and then, of course, let the market determine. And then just, you know, as far as paying company taxes or corporate taxes, just go from there. But at least now you'd be taxing it. And we know what happens when you have prohibition. And then we also need to do the same thing with weed and other substances, and just
there's a lot of allure to the idea of taxing. But when I think of taxes, I just think of the government stealing money and then spending it inefficiently. Like, you know, that charity organizations are far better at taking care of people. That, you know, most that when you deal with situations where the, you know, the offering up to the gods and government taxes, it just sort of legitimizes their power. If we have to pay taxes in order to, you know, live our lives in some manner, I'm not saying that I think that a person who does that is evil or anything like that, but I certainly don't advocate for it.
Well, the reason why people advocate for it is because they believe it'll be persuasive to politicians, right, Kevin? I mean, you don't actually want to pay taxes to these guys, do you?
It's more palatable to say that.
No, but I think the only reason to legitimize it would be to somehow then, I'm in favor of a flat tax if we're going to have tax at all, and get rid of the IRS. So somehow make it a legitimate business. See, I want to privatize schools and make schools profitable where they're paying taxes as well. I just want to make everything where everybody, there's no more, you know, free lunches, no more deductions.
But I don't want to pay taxes.
I understand, but you have to have some kind of regulation.
No, you don't.
No. Oh, okay.
What you can have, we just talked about, I don't know, maybe you weren't tuned in. I know you weren't tuned in for the first hour. We had Roderick Long on, because you guys don't get that there in Indy, but we were talking about regulations. This is a common refrain from America. You have to have regulations. Some regulations. It presumes that regulations are valuable and necessary and effective, and the idea that there should be a monopoly out there controlling all other businesses is absolutely absurd. What you can have instead of government regulation is you can have third-party certification in the marketplace. So if what you're worried about is some sort of hallmark of quality or standards or whatever, you know, some sort of gambling standards, then there
Consumer Reports will step right up and handle that.
There could very well be, and there may already be this. I believe that some of the online poker players would know. I don't know if there are any that are in this room right now, but there are certification organizations that will come in, and you know, they're going to vet the code to make sure there's no back doors, no ways to cheat the users, or they're going to vet the gambling and the physical location to make sure that things are being done on the up and up and that sort of thing. There are ways to do this without having a monopoly handle it.
And plus, if you're going to put any kind of money or risk any kind of money, you should already be doing your due diligence. Like, don't just trust the government because, you know, what can they do?
Kevin, you're the
industry. The industry needs to self-regulate, in other words, and I agree with that. So whatever you want to call it, there has to be standards so that the mafia doesn't come in and take over type thing.
But that's what has already happened. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the government is the mafia.
I'm speaking in a perfect world where if we were going to do this and decriminalize it, it would be great. And the monies would be out there and then it would circulate because now it's underground. It's underground and people.
You're right. Those things will happen. because people demand it. As long as people are demanding safety, you know, in cars, the car companies are going to advertise how safe their cars are. You know, they're going to get them spec'd out. They're going to get them certified. As long as people are demanding safety in food production, the marketplace is going to come up with the mechanisms that make people feel like they're buying a product that is safe to buy. And as long as people are demanding honesty of their gambling providers, the marketplace will come up with ways to vet them as well. It's not something you or I even have to worry about, unless you are going to run a casino, in which case that is something that you need to think about. I don't need to know how all that's going to end up panning out or which organization will handle what, because that's one of the beauties of the market, is that it figures this stuff out all on its own. And Kevin, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And speaking of gambling, you know, we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I haven't seen any overtly thus far. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened, because there's a lot going on this large plot of land known as
Rogers. Hundreds and hundreds of people here.
There's a good chance. I've certainly seen cards being played. I believe there has been some money involved, perhaps, in those games. It would make sense. I know these folks. I know that at the Free Keen Fest that we do twice a year, there's always a gambling table, and it's always for cash. So people
always lose $5 there.
I don't ever play. But I did play the penny game. There's like some dice game. I played that one. That was
he played for the purpose of gambling for money. The idea of losing dollars offends him so deeply. Yeah. It's actually physically painful for him.
Yeah, okay. I just did it so I could break the law. You know, I wanted to do some gambling.
Yeah, it's like after sex, I charge somebody 25 cents just to say it's civil disc, you know.
I've tried that. Nobody's paying up.
Oh, man. So anyway, my point being that up here, we've been doing the gambling thing. Now, it's not on a large scale. No one's opened up a storefront or anything like that. But maybe someday some, you know, ballsy entrepreneur will come up and do something like that. But in the meantime, we do have activists who are willing to gamble right out in the open. It's publicly advertised that there will be gambling going on. Not only is there gambling going on usually at this event, there's also typically open cannabis consumption and open alcohol consumption.
Oh, yeah.
All
at the last
public
one,
park.
You announced the free beer right as the cop was walking by. And he just sort of had to look the other way embarrassed that he couldn't hear that.
He apparently came in briefly, and then there was a discussion between the...
He never once stepped foot into Free Keen Fest, the police officer.
Oh, I'm sorry, I guess I got lost there for a second. The cop came on property here today, as I understand.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I found out that's because a cop comes every Tuesday, apparently, here, and just comes through, and it was handled. And
wow, I'm surprised. I must have my radio off or something like that. Here at Rogers Campground, we're here for Pork Fest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Last year when the cops showed up, a call went out over the two-way radio system here in the park, and all kinds of people zeroed in on the police.
There must have been 10 cameras on that car.
Yeah, and so I'm surprised I didn't hear that. I must have missed it somehow. But yeah, there's this great little two-way radio system between a lot of the activists here, and it makes things really helpful and communicative. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry, and popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553, or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an
A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition. We've been doing this since 2007, ever since we made the move up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. As many of the people who are here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire this weekend are considering doing, folks are here who have already made the move, as the three of us have done here behind the microphones. And, by the way, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Meg.
And people are here checking out New Hampshire. They're checking out the Free State Project. They're meeting some of the liberty-minded folks that are here. There are hundreds of people that are here thus far. We expect to see hundreds more by the time everything wraps up on Sunday. So it's not too late for you to get here. Go and get the details at porcfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Somebody sent me a message recently saying they were confused. Porkfest.com, they can't register anymore. Registration is closed online. But that doesn't mean you can't come here. You can just come here and step up to the registration table, and I don't know what the cost is for day of registration, but it can't be very much. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a very affordable event to attend, so it's not too late for you to get here. Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy, the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right. Toll-free number here again, 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything you would like, and you can take control of these airwaves. Now then, the lemonade story. I've been talking about this.
We're going to talk about Herman Cain, too.
Oh, Herman Cain. Yeah, yeah. Well, who is this guy? He's running for president or
That's
something?
That's right. He's the president of Godfather's Pizza and worked for the Federal Reserve. He was the Federal Reserve chairman or president.
That's a bad sign.
Very bad sign. So, you know, if you're thinking, if you're a, sort of a liberty-oriented person, you care about small government, I want to read you a few quotes here from...
Because they've been saying, oh, I love this Herman Cain, he's great, some of them, some right. people who claim to be liberty-oriented.
And remember in his statement stating that he was going to be, you know, running for president, he said that, well, basically, he showed his ignorance of the Constitution.
Yeah, didn't he confuse the Constitution with the Declaration of
right.
Independence?
Right, he said the Constitution included the phrase, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. It does not. I think it's kind of funny that he was scolding people for not reading the Constitution, and then he himself made a mistake on it. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, he says, I think the Patriot Act is about 90% right on.
Oh, boy.
I can't delineate to you exactly what I want to change, but here and again, I'd rather err on the side of caution and protection.
Let's make it more tyrannical.
Right.
10% wrong is just not tyrannical enough.
Right. Rather than worry about the 10% that I might have a problem with. So he'd rather err on the side of police state than he would on the side. Of course, because he intends to prosecute these wars, these foreign wars that have never been declared, and he's going to create more problems for American citizens. So, of course, you have to have these sort of things, I guess. He says, further, I'm a little troubled by police officers being able to go into a home without a warrant or a court order. But that being said, I'd rather err on the side of detection if I have to choose between political correctness, as if the Constitution of the United States of America is political correctness, as if a person's right to sovereignty in their own home is political correctness. Because that's how these politicians do this. They frame this as essentially you're just being a troublemaker if you want to be you know want us to follow the Constitution.
Look, your government loves you. They're going to take care of you. Why don't you just shut up and let the men with guns search your home, citizen?
Crack down on the laws against illegal drug use. That's what you do, says Herman Cain. So Herman Cain's solution to the drug problem, the drug war that we've had for 40 years in this country, is let's just fight it harder. Clearly, this guy, this guy who's been in charge of Godfather's Pizza, the you know chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank, and some local, I think it was in St. Louis, I'm not sure. He thinks that you can crack down on drugs and get rid of drugs in countries where it's the death penalty for using drugs. They still have drugs.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't care about your kids. He wants to throw them in jail.
That's true. And, of course, a great point to make there is that drugs still get into prisons. So if it's possible to crack down on drugs, then surely they would be able to do it in a confined area, an area in which, you know, is not much larger than, you know, a large, so a very, very small street, for instance. I mean, they can't even keep drugs out of their own facility. Let alone the idea that they'll somehow be able to keep them.
In all honesty, they can probably hardly keep drugs out of their own bodies either.
Yeah, these people are, I'm certain, doing things like that. If not, they're certainly drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, and drinking caffeine, so they like the drugs that they like. Herman Cain is, you know, he's a great speech giver. He sounds great. He looks very presidential. If you were going to cast somebody in the role of president, he would probably be a good person to do that. But his ideas really stink, people. He is not a good choice. He's a bad choice.
Hey, by the way,
it's a field of bad choices out there. Ron Paul, to me, is one of the best choices out there. I like Governor Gary Johnson. You know, Herman Cain, no. Michelle Bachmann, no. Sarah Palin, no. These people, they don't know the Constitution. They don't care about the Constitution.
Well, to be fair, neither do I.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm not running for president. I'm not proposing to enforce those rules, right? The Constitution is a bunch of rules for the government, not for me.
Yeah, but they just use it as an excuse to govern people.
But they don't need an excuse to govern people. People are going to be ruled after the presidential election by someone, and it doesn't matter to me. Honestly, it doesn't matter any of them, because Ron Paul's not going to get elected. Sadly, I just don't think that's possible. And, you know, it's going to be some tyrant that wants to grow government in some direction.
Well,
I know that because I've seen it happen 42 other times.
Things are changing when it comes to the political race. I don't put any faith in the idea that anybody decent will win the presidency, nor that even if we're Ron Paul to win, that anything significant would really change. Yeah, he could withdraw the troops, and that would be great, and I hope that
would
if
be
he
huge.
Were to win, he would do that. But to actually roll back the size of government, he can't do that as president. That's just not within within his purview, within that system. But all that said, I heard recently, and I listened to the clip, Glenn Beck has apparently come out behind Ron Paul this year.
Oh, good.
So, I mean, you know, for whatever that's worth, Glenn Beck, a fairly prominent national radio personality,
I guess. He's looking for a younger audience.
Whatever the reason, I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me what his reasons are. I understand that Glenn Beck over the years has been, recent years, has been talking about being a libertarian. Of course, he's not, by my definition, what that term means. But then again, my definition doesn't count.
We all started somewhere, though.
I understand that, and I'm giving him credit where credit is due. He's started by positioning himself so he could be different from other talk show hosts, which, you know, good for him. That's good. You want to stand out from the conservaclone pack. But I think that he actually has looked at some of the ideas. I think he has taken the time to absorb some of the concepts of freedom. Because back in 2008, Glenn Beck was making fun of Ron Paul. And now, here in 2012, Glenn Beck is saying that Ron Paul is the one man who's running for political office that actually understands the Constitution. So Glenn Beck has made a shift, it seems, within the last 4 years.
So it would appear.
And the fact is, Free Talk Live isn't like the other radio shows out there. It's not the Mark and Ian and Meg show. It's Free Talk Live. It's an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint. And so it's not a personality-oriented program. We can't just say jump and watch people jump. It's
yeah,
not
our
like,
listeners are not
no,
going to do
right.
that. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, our listeners are going to say, what's in it for you? They're going to want to know more about why we're suggesting that people do something. They're going to question.
They're going to start naming prices.
Yeah, exactly. And so with people like Glenn Beck or Alex Jones or these other personality-oriented talk radio hosts, they say something, people do it. I mean, Oprah says read this book, people go out and they read that book. Glenn Beck says read this book, people go out and they read that book. If Glenn Beck says, I think Ron Paul is the most constitutional-oriented person on this panel of options for president, people are going to say, wow, maybe he's worth looking at. And then they're going to look at Ron Paul, and they're going to find the Center for Stateless Society, and they're going to find Free Talk Live, and they're going to find the Free State Project, and they're going to take that Ron Paul pill, if you will, the red pill, perhaps, and they could go down a very useful sort of a rabbit hole. That's what Ron Paul's campaign is all about for me. It's about bringing new people
yeah.
into this movement.
A lot of people go through it.
Absolutely. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com.
the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact. The chat room is still open, by the way. Right now, the webcam, if you go there, it's just going to be the audio feed. You won't see us because there is no camera here at Rogers Campground. It's not because there aren't cameras here. Plenty of people are armed with video cameras. You know, if the cops actually do decide to try to mess with somebody here at Rogers Campground this weekend for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's a huge mistake if they actually do that.
Big mistake.
Not only will they be surrounded by activists with cameras, but it's also very likely that given the orientation of this crowd as compared to perhaps maybe the crowd that might attend the Liberty Forum, it may be
they could have a mass of 100 people standing in front of the car.
Yeah, exactly right. Or, as some have suggested, a perhaps better approach for standing in front of police cars, which we didn't use when we did it, you and I, Megan Keene, was the suggestion that was made was that if you're going to stand in front of police cars and you have multiple people willing to do it and you know in advance that you have multiple people willing to do it, then what you do is you have one person at a time go out. So the first person goes out, stands in front of the police car, prevents them from leaving. They have, of course, warn you to get out of the way, and then they come and they finally take you away. And then as soon as they remove that first person, that's when the second person goes out and stands in front of the police car. And then again, they have to go through that process again. And then the third person goes out. So it takes it much longer. They don't realize then, you know, how many you have. They don't know how many that they have to deal with at that point. So there are a lot of neat ideas that, you know, have been generated from.
I've also heard the one of when they go to arrest somebody, everybody around just hug that person.
That's a good one, too.
So then the cop has to peel off layers of people hugging one person.
I did see that happen with the Jefferson Dance Party. You know, one guy tries to hug, I think it was Adam Kokesh, and they just start slamming people for this, you know, on the ground. Literally, they got very, very violent when they saw something like that happen.
I don't remember that.
Well, I mean, there's always a possibility that they're going to get violent with you. You have to understand that going into this. If you're going to do civil disobedience, there's always the chance you're going to deal with some rogue cop who just doesn't care that there's cameras around, and he's going to go ahead and crack some skulls. I mean, there's always that chance. And if you're scared of that, that's okay. There's other things you can do. You can write letters to the editor, run for political office, or, you know, give money to support those people who are willing to put their heads on the line to possibly be cracked by the thugs calling themselves the police. Now, not all police are thugs, but plenty of them are. So, 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts. David, listening in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Meg.
Hey, how you doing?
Dave, there's a lot of people out here that are really glad you called in here tonight.
Hey, how's everybody out there? I wish I could be there with you all.
And maybe someday, Dave.
I want to say thank you to all the people that were involved in all the 420 demonstrations and the going into the cop shop. Man, that was great. I was checking out on the computer.
Excellent, sir.
Salute to you all. Hey, and the drug war is so stupid, man. It wastes so many lives. It corrupts so many politicians, the cops, the Serpico. Look at that movie. It's an old movie, man. It hits it right on the money, man. That's what's going on with the drug war. And they don't. That guy, he can't even live in his own country because the cops want to kill him because he told the truth. You know, that's, I say more Serpicos to you police officers out there. Grow some and be a Serpico.
Right. And this is one thing that kind of the conundrum, right? The claim is that there's lots of good cops out there, but you know, they're
not in Serpico, man. He was the only one. They wanted to shoot him quick. Hey, and the Constitution, it's like talking about a dream we had, you know? It's not reality. People are living in dreamland, man. It's like they made all these laws against the Constitution to make money off of us just so we could, by just us living, they get rich. A politician gets elected and they get out millionaire, man. Like, that's crazy. That right in our face. Each and every one of them guys are billionaires and stuff, you know? And
you're right. They do throw it in your face. And, Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As always, the cops and the politicians do throw it in your face that they rule you. They don't care. They don't care what you think because they are pretty certain that you won't ever do anything about it, that you'll just complain. Like a lot of people complaining about this story about the lemonade stand where kids in, I believe it was Washington, Bethesda, Maryland, actually, WUSA reporting, where some kids have been told to stop. You can't do this lemonade stand here. In fact, we're going to give you a fine of $500 for running this lemonade stand. And we'll give you some more details on the story. But inevitably, a lot of people will get all upset about this. Oh, my God, we can't have this in this country. This is supposed to be the land of the free, these poor children. But they won't, of course, actually do anything about it beyond complain. Now, in the case of the lemonade stands, usually the complaining does see change. There's change that happens.
Immediate change regarding that lemonade stand, but it doesn't address the root of the problem. What are you going to do? You're going to say that people can't have businesses at their home unless those people are under the age of 14? I mean, what kind of weird law is that?
They have to start defining things more, but instead of doing that, they just keep it loose. You know, they apologize or whatever to the girl in this instant, and then they keep the rules loose, and the next time they just go and do something else.
They tell the cops, don't hassle the kids with lemonade stands. But if an adult has a lemonade stand out there at their house, that's going to be a problem.
Or if somebody's selling bottles of water, I think it was the guys from Liberty on Tour that went over libertyontour.com. They went out on one of their more recent tours to Las Vegas, where there were people that were actually on the streets selling water bottles because, well, people are thirsty, and they saw a demand for selling water bottles, so they went ahead and they supplied that. And, of course, the cops are cracking down on those folks. And we've seen the police arresting people for feeding the hungry recently in Orlando.
Yeah, that's been getting insane down there.
Right, so when people get upset about these issues, they're right, and they should be upset about them because they are outrageous when the government does these things, but they never take it any further because they don't know what they can do. They look at this situation and they can assess it correctly, like, wow, that really shouldn't be happening in the land of the free. Boy, I'm glad I haven't done anything like that because I don't want my business to get shut down. I guess I'll just go ahead and fill out my tax forms now. And then they just go on with their life and they try to, you know, fly under the radar as much as they can because most of them, they've got a family. They've got, you know, they've got strings that they've attached to the community. Their business, maybe if they're a business owner, has been around for years and they don't want to put that at jeopardy. And nobody wants to take a risk. And so as long as nobody's willing to take a risk, there's no chance, zero chance, that anybody will ever reach the goal of freedom.
I agree that it seems unlikely that we're going to vote our way out of this entirely. I'm not saying that there's no room for voting, but voting ain't it.
And you don't have to, please, I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm not saying you need to take a risk and go violent. I mean, obviously, the people that broke away from King George a couple hundred plus years ago.
They didn't have the internet.
They didn't have the internet. They couldn't communicate very effectively. All they knew was violence as far as solving their problems was concerned.
Well, look what they got. They got another large, centralized organization. And I don't know.
But they were willing to take risk. Those guys were willing to take risk. That's what I wanted to point out about them. Those guys they literally risked it all. I mean, they risked their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor and their property and their families and all of it. And many of them lost a lot of that as well. We don't have to do that. Not only can we stay peaceful in our activism efforts, and we should stay peaceful, because the moment anybody in this movement becomes violent, I will ostracize them. I want nothing to do with those folks. They make that violent people make you look crazy. And
they're bringing about a change I don't want to be a part of.
Right. And that's right. There's negativity. You don't achieve peace through violence. Yeah. You can only get to peace by being peaceful. And so that's definitely the wrong way to go about things. But all that said, if a bunch of people get together and they take a little bit of risk together, then that risk is spread out across that population. It makes things safer. So, for instance, there are a lot of people taking risks this weekend here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a great example of risk-taking on a wide scale.
But when you talk about this risk, you're not talking about the risk of getting a 2-2-2-2-2-3 round in the chest. It's a smaller level of risk that you can get people on board with when you're talking about civil disobedience or, you know, whatever sort of activism you're talking about.
People selling products without a license.
You can have 10 times, 20 times, 50 times the amount of people willing to take that risk.
People are smoking cannabis openly here. I mean, there's no problem doing a lot of these things.
Apparently,
there's
right over there in the corner.
There's plenty of alcohol being sold here without any permits. All of these people that are engaging in sales and activities here, many of the folks here at Porkfest have broken some sort of law. In fact, we've got a room full of people here. Just by show of hands or applause, how many people have broken some kind of state or federal regulation here this weekend? That's nearly the entire room. There'll still be maybe some people that are too scared to admit it.
I think our attendance here alone by the Patriot Act makes us all breaking the law right now.
Maybe true.
I don't know. I don't have the report in front of me, but the report says that there's a report that says that the average American commits three felonies a day and doesn't even know it.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Hour 3's next. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2011.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and fakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.